Now, if you have even one of these in place, you will struggle to make progress on your goal. But if you've struggled with something your whole life, it's likely that all three are at play. Like it was for me with exercise. But as I was able to accept those rookie mistakes as part of the process of getting better and recognize that there are non-competitive people like me who also exercise and accept, you know, I got really, really interested in the science of exercise. It's very fascinating. I was able, amazingly, to begin to make progress. Now, I do not want you to think that I'm up here saying, get your mindsets in order and you'll be a raging overnight success, because that's not how it works. But what you do get to do is trade that cycle of defensive failure for action-driven, insight-filled, productive failure. Failure where you do it wrong, but then you get a little better, and then you do it better over time until suddenly you're doing what you never thought was possible. For me, what that looked like is over the course of about 3 years, I taught myself how to run, got the gear. I taught myself how to bike. I taught myself how to swim. And one crazy August day, I strung those three together and I did a triathlon. I know, I was surprised too. And about 2 months later, I did a half marathon. Most importantly, my son, who's now 6 and heavy and wiggly, I can pick him up. And I'm not telling you this because I want you to think I'm some kind of athlete, because clearly that's not what's happening here. Okay. I'm telling you this because that day that I did that triathlon was the most exciting day of my life. Because it should never have been my story. It should not have been possible. And what it helped me to realize that day was that you, all of us, we can be anything we want. We get our head clear and we begin to take steps. And if you're doing those two things, nothing can stop you. Thank you.